The next day, John the Baptist saw Jesus coming toward him and declared, "Here is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. And I myself have seen and testified that this is the Son of God." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The next day. I don't know about you, but for me, in some ways, Christmas Day seems only a matter of minutes ago and weeks ago at the same time. And here we are already, admittedly early, celebrating the feast of the Epiphany of the Lord, the manifestation of Christ to the Gentiles. So we might have expected in our readings from the Bible this morning reference to the Magi, to gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And yet Jeremiah, from which we heard first, and then the Gospel according to St. John, never mention or even allude to the Magi, or gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And yet we can still claim that those readings are suffused with Epiphany. Epiphany, just to remind ourselves, comes from the Greek and means to show out. Epiphany is about showing out, which is a rather awkward phrase in English, but a dynamic one. To show someone something sounds a little bit passive. To show out has a vibrant edge to it, just like when we point something out, both literally and metaphorically. Our attention is thrown elsewhere. At Epiphany, our attention is thrown to the presence of God. The Book of Common Prayer title, as I've said, of the Epiphany is the manifestation of Christ to the Gentiles. The root of the word manifestation is manus, the Latin word for hand. Manifestation is a gesture of the hand pointing something out. So what's being pointed out at the Epiphany? What's going on with John the Baptist in the opening chapters and verses of St. John's Gospel? Well, John the Baptist shows out and points out the one who is to come and the one who is now here. As we read, the next day, John the Baptist saw Jesus coming towards him. Now I paraphrase, and he pointed him out. This is the Lamb of God who is here to take away the sin of the world. And I've seen him, and I'm pointing him out and showing him out by testifying that he is the Son of God. The feast of the Epiphany of the Lord reminds us that Jesus Christ actually needs no pointing out, for he is the light to lighten the Gentiles and to be the glory of God's people Israel. Jesus barely needs pointing out, for he is the light that shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. And yet we know that the world merrily goes by in a post-Christmas stupor, not noticing, even when we point Jesus Christ out. And so in the scriptures, Jesus is revealed and unfolded in all sorts of ways. For the showing out, the pointing out of Jesus Christ is a recurrent theme in the coming weeks of the church's life, Epiphany tide. So next Sunday we will celebrate the baptism of Christ, another showing out of Jesus' sonship and anointing by the Holy Spirit, declared by the Father. Another theme of Epiphany, which gets captured in our Epiphany tide procession, which comes shortly, is the transformation wrought by Jesus at the wedding feast at Cana, that divine human power transforming the ordinary, the water, into the extraordinary, the wine, something that we are called to be, transformed from the ordinary to the extraordinary, from the human to the divine, that we come to share in the very life of God. But today, on the Feast of the Epiphany itself, the showing out is around the visitation of the Magi. And the story of the Magi is a captivating one. It's captured many imaginations. There's all sorts of speculation about who they were, how far they'd travelled, what exactly they were up to. Questions around the fact that the Magi are only mentioned in St. Matthew's Gospel. Why didn't the others mention them? Quite possibly, and it's speculating now, the Magi were Zoroastrians or some such religion. At least they came from one of those Eastern religions that tracked the stars, looked for signs and patterns in the heavens. What is clear is that they come from a region outside that which is usually thought of as the known world, at least the known world to the Romans. So in one sense, the Magi are literally otherworldly. They're otherworldly in another sense, through the mystique that's built up by the legends around them. The Magi made their journey quite possibly from Persia, modern-day Iran. And later in the 4th century, others came to the Holy Land from Persia. But they were invaders. The wonderful story is that when the Persian invasion of Palestine in the 4th century reached Bethlehem, they were ready to destroy all that lay in their path. But the story goes that when the Persians arrived at the great Basilica of the Nativity in Bethlehem, they saw carvings of wise men following a star. They recognized these wise men, and their wrath was diverted, and they didn't destroy the church. In a sense, those later invaders reversed what Herod had done, the slaughter and massacre of the innocents. So at the Epiphany, we have a showing out, a pointing out. In primary schools in recent years, there's been an exercise which takes place to encourage children's confidence and to encourage them to share something of their own passion, and it's called show and tell. In this, the child brings something into the classroom to show his or her classmates. They show them, and then they tell them all about it. You might want to think of the Epiphany as a divine show and tell. The star shows the way for the Magi. Mary holds up her child in a manifestation to the Magi, these wise seekers from outside Israel. And I wonder what the Magi told once they got home. They returned, as we read, by another route, a different way. I wonder if they were like the shepherds who simply couldn't restrain themselves, telling as well as showing as they journeyed back to their flocks. John the Baptist, who we heard about in our second reading, is also a shower and a teller. As St. John's Gospel reminds us, there was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The Andrew Bishop summary being, he came to show us and to tell us, but point out the greater light of Jesus Christ. The Epiphany is the promise that God shows and tells his incarnate presence in the eternal Word, Jesus Christ. And the Epiphany challenge is for each one of us to join with John the Baptist to be showers and tellers of the mystery of God in Christ, so that we can declare too, and I myself have seen and testified that this is the Lamb of God. So now let us pray. Heavenly Father, glory of the nations, who sent your Son, Jesus Christ, to lead us to your nearer presence in the power of the Holy Spirit. On this feast of the Epiphany, we thank you for all that is shown to us in Christ, all that is told to us in the Scriptures, and we pray that we may show out the light of Christ in our lives and in our actions, that we may tell of his glory in all that we think and speak and do. We pray for the people of Persia, for the whole Middle East, that peace and tranquility may be restored in those lands. We pray for all who, like the Magi, seek out wisdom and truth. And we pray for ourselves at the beginning of this new calendar year, for our own hopes and aspirations, that they may be fulfilled in Christ. Almighty God, in Christ you make all things new. Transform the poverty of our nature by the riches of your grace, and in the renewal of our lives, make known your heavenly glory, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.